CMS board members have a lot to consider before next Wednesday's vote on a student assignment plan. Last night they disagreed on some aspects of the plan. They also considered some revisions, but it was unclear whether those changes had much support. WFAE's Lisa Wharf joins me now. Lisa, where did you hear most of the disagreement?
That was over breaking up full magnet schools into partial magnets. The district is using this as a strategy to add more magnet seats, help ease overcrowding, and in some cases trying to create more of a balance of socioeconomic levels. Morehead STEM Academy in the university area came up a lot. And Ruby Jones, who represents Northeast Mecklenburg County, she doesn't want to break the school up. She pointed to Harding High School as an example of what can go wrong with taking a strong full magnet and making it into a school that also has students zoned to it. But other board members like Rhonda Lennon, who represents Northern Mecklenburg County and at-large member Lee Stashew, have hoped that the partial magnet approach will work. They note CMS is doing things differently at these types of schools, like making sure the magnet theme is integrated evenly among magnet and neighborhood students alike.
What kind of potential revisions did the board go over?
So Superintendent Ann Clark presented a number of tweaks and further clarifications of plans for specific schools. And one of the things that did come up was allowing kindergartners, sixth graders, and ninth graders to start the school year off next year at the school they'd be zoned for the following year after the student assignment changes went into effect. Mm-hmm. But they wouldn't have transportation in that case. Board members did seem to like that. The plan already allows for 5th, 8th, and 12th graders in the 2018-19 school year to remain at the school they've already been attending.
Did the board seem interested in any of the suggested revisions for paired elementary schools?
Most of these suggestions came from Dilworth parents regarding the pairing of Dilworth and Sedgefield elementaries. A couple dozen of them showed up to the meeting in green Dilworth T-shirts. And Superintendent Ann Clark touched on a few ideas. Eric Davis, whose district includes these two schools, was interested in one of them, which would help ease some parents' concerns about sending their children to Sedgefield Middle, which is mostly low income and struggles. Under the current plan, the school's percentage of low income students would drop to about 50%. The suggested plan would draw Alexander Graham Middle into the mix and divert well-to-do Eastover Elementary to Sedgefield Middle, creating two middle schools with about 50% of students deemed high socioeconomic status and a third low socioeconomic status.
So does this or any other boundary revision have much of a chance making it into the plan?
Okay, it's hard to say. Superintendent Ann Clark seemed intrigued by it, too, but said afterwards she didn't think the Sedgefield and Alexander Graham Middle School proposals were ready to be implemented for the 2018-19 year. She said staff has been looking hard at all the suggestions and said if there are any changes, they'll be posted Monday. There's another public hearing scheduled right before the vote Wednesday night, and Clark said she hasn't heard any board members push to delay that vote.
Okay, WFAE's Lisa Wharf, thank you.
Thank you.